It'd be no problem if an air traffic controller at the Castellón airport in Spain wanted to take a nap on the job. No problem at all, because there's no air traffic. The Castellón airport cost millions of taxpayer dollars to build, but it sits idle. As the World's Jerry Haddon reports, it's one of four so-called ghost airports built in Spain in the past few years.
After overseeing 6 years of construction, the president of Castellón, Carlos Fabra, stood inside the Castellón International Airport in March and declared his pet project a reality. Today, he told curious villagers, Castellón stops being the only Mediterranean province in Spain without an airport. And some airport, the $225 million project, is designed to receive millions of passengers a year. It has the largest runway in Europe at 2.5 miles. But what it lacks is even more attention-grabbing, planes for starters, or even permission to operate. Fabra, it would seem, cut the ribbon too soon. The Castellón International Airport sits atop an arid ridge about 10 miles inland from the beach. Nearby are two sleepy little farming villages. Villagers were told the airport would make them rich. Now most are furious. In the village of Villanova d'Alcolea, Cinta Jimera says she used to own 5 acres of almond trees where the runway now stands. She says her land was expropriated unfairly. They paid me about 10 cents a square foot for my land, she says, because it was only zoned for agriculture. But then they built the airport. And what will we get for it? Noise, chaos, and yet no jobs. That's true so far, as the airport remains closed. It did open, though, for a day. When President Fabra inaugurated the place, he told his audience that even though there were no planes, that wasn't the point. Airports, he said, are for the people. Beginning Monday, he said, any citizen who wishes can visit the terminal or go for a walk on the runway. That set off such a firestorm that he quickly canceled the visits. A reporter who tried to visit the airport recently was stopped by security at the entrance. A construction manager, who wouldn't speak on tape, said that no one gets in until after local elections next month. It's a political embarrassment, he said, and an expensive one. There was the cost of building it, and on top of that, the regional government will have to pay penalties to the airport's private operator if the tourists don't show up. Based on recent precedent, that seems a likely scenario. Spain has three other airports the Spanish press have dubbed ghost airports. In Ciudad Real, south of Madrid, an airport finished in 2009 was supposed to receive 2 million passengers a year. In 2010, only 31,000 came through. The story is similar in the northeast city of Lleida. Traffic is so slow, there's only a skeleton staff there. A Ryanair flight recently had to circle the airport for 35 minutes because the lone air traffic controller hadn't arrived to work yet. All of these airports share some things in common. They're located off the beaten path. There are already other established airports nearby. And says Spanish economist Luis Reynard,
I think that, unfortunately, that in the last few years, some politicians seem to have fallen into the temptation of thinking that a political decision was something that they could decide out of pure power exertion without taking into account any kind of economic rationality.
In other words, local political bosses have pushed through these mega projects with little oversight and little study. The benefit to them? In the short run, the promise of jobs gets them votes, and they levy taxes on the construction costs. But in the long run, if the airports stay idle, they might just end up on the growing scrap heap of Spanish construction projects, from houses to golf courses to theme parks, all derailed when the country's building boom ended 4 years ago. Back at the airport entrance in Castellón, a lone security guard who wouldn't give his name shrugs when asked if he thinks he'll ever see planes landing here. I have no idea, he says. It was inaugurated in March, but as you can see, the final details are still being worked out. It's got to open, though, he insists optimistically. It has a runway. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Castellón, Spain.